Hey, we interrupt this intro to let you know that this is episode 82, not 81. I say 81 in this episode, and I didn't catch that until now, and it's too late to record the whole thing again. Hey, and welcome to Sober Dad Podcast, episode 81. Before we get started, like, share, subscribe. You can follow me on Rumble, subscribe on YouTube, and Google Podcast is now dead, so you're definitely not listening to this on that platform, but I'm on everything else, Spotify, Apple, Good Pods, everything. There's a lot of podcast platforms, but yeah. So today is, well, I'm recording this on a Sunday, but tomorrow is the big eclipse, and some people think the world's going to end. Some people don't think anything's going to happen, but yeah, there's a lot going on next week. So should be an interesting week to say the least. I've noticed a bit of, I guess, the bummers or whatever you want to call it on social media. There's been quite a few people that just aren't feeling right, aren't doing right. So this is your reminder. If you don't feel good, say you don't feel good. Tell somebody, you know, just let it out. They might be able to help you. Just saying it might help you. There's plenty you can do. So, yeah. And obviously, I'm looking a little less shaggy. I got a haircut and stuff. I think I had a haircut in the last episode. I don't know. The days are running together. Kids are sick and we're kind of stuck at home. So it's been one of those weeks. So that's where we're at. But what I wanted to talk about today was how I've mentioned many times that my higher power is my family, and I got sober for them, and I'm staying sober for them and myself, because I now see that sober life is much less messy and awful, and everything's just a lot better. I'm a better father, better husband, and a better me, and I would not have it any other way. And with that, the good thing about having your higher power being your family is that you can make your higher power bigger. And this is my announcement that indeed my bigger power, my higher power, is getting bigger. We are going to be having our fifth child in October, and we have already found out it is a boy. So we have three girls and two boys, or will have two boys. So my oldest is very happy about that. She likes things to be nice and fair, so she's happy that things are a little more fair, but it's about as fair as you can get with five kids. So three girls, two boys. We're very excited. This is definitely going to be our last child. We weren't even planning on this one, but you know, things happen for a reason. And what's cool about this one is this will be the first time that my wife, that I'll be, somebody's trying to break into my office. All right, I am back. Turns out one of my kids was not nearly as asleep as I thought they were. But where was I? Oh yeah, my wife, this will be the first pregnancy that I have been sober for the whole thing. And it's going to be, you know, a new experience, because even for the husbands, pregnancy can be stressful. The wife doesn't feel well. The wife is tired, and that, you know, increases my workload a lot. I've been, you know, stepping it up with things around the house, putting the kids to bed and everything. And it's obviously, it's more difficult than it was, but it's nothing I can't handle, especially sober. And it makes me think that I can't even imagine, looking back, how I have managed to do that while I wasn't sober with the other four pregnancies. But this time around, I'll be able to do it right, and my wife will be far less stressed because of it, because I know that I put a lot on her when she would come home from work and I'd be acting weird, and when she was later in her pregnancy and I was not doing anything really around the house to help much. Yeah, it's going to be a lot different this time around, and I'm excited to be able to do that for her, because was reading in a book recently that there have been some studies linked to women when they're stressed during pregnancy, and then it can have some somewhat negative effects on the baby, apparently not permanent effects, but you know, the babies might have some altered issues. I can't remember exactly what it was. But all I know is that stress when you're pregnant is bad. And that is what we are trying to avoid. And this time around, and thank God all of our kids seem completely healthy and fine, both physically and mentally. And so not really worried about that with them. But this time around, this will definitely be my wife's least stressful pregnancy because of the fact that I am now sober. I can help her more. And that's the goal of this whole thing, is to make my life and my family's life better. So I am excited for this. I think it's early October. We haven't really nailed down. I can't remember the date. I don't know the exact date they gave her at this. I remember with the first kid, everyone's super excited for every little detail. And now I'm like, it's sometime in October, I think. Yeah, so, but I know it's early October, so there's a chance that it could actually fall on my oldest daughter's birthday, because her birthday is the end of September. So we're looking forward to that. And yeah, so I'm growing my higher power, even more reason to stay sober. And we're looking forward to being done with having kids, but also having five kids. So we're going to be very busy for a very long time. And the fun begins, picking baby names, all that stuff. So it has been a blessing. I have been keeping it on the down low out of respect for my wife up until this point. And I went ahead and got the go ahead to, spread the word. Our family's known for a while now, but if anybody in my family is listening to this or watching this and is finding out now, I apologize that I did not tell you before. Cause I mean, we've just got a lot going on, a lot of kids, a lot of life stuff. And yeah, but the importance of being there for your family, being able to be there for your family through being sober, is everything. And I feel very grateful, very blessed to be able to have one more shot at this, to do it the right way this time. And this is, my youngest, who's over one now, I got sober when she was less than a month old. So she has no idea what drunk me was like. And even my other kids, they don't really remember that much. And I did a very good job about hiding it from them, but my wife knew. But this is like truly like our first sober baby, sobriety baby. Obviously all our kids are sober, duh, but our first sobriety baby. My wife's been sober for a long time. She just doesn't do well with alcohol physically. It just makes her feel gross and she gets sick and things. But yeah, so I was not expecting this, but I am very, very excited. And I can't wait to see, how our family changes. It always changes with a new baby. And we got to make sure that our car is big enough to fit all the kids. So, I mean, I keep telling my wife we just need to get like a old school bus or a Sprinter van or something. But she refuses. She likes the minivan. And I like it a lot, too. But we'll see if we can actually fit five kids in the back of that thing. But yeah, that's where we're at. That's what's been going on lately with me. Push-up challenge is still going well. Today is 98, so be getting those done here at some point. I got a minor medical thing coming up this week, so hopefully I can still do my push-ups, or I might have to do modified push-ups or something. I don't really know. It just depends on the side effects and everything. And yeah, but it's been a cool few months. I've been very excited to tell people about this, spread the news. And up until recently, I just, respecting my wife's wishes and everything, didn't do it yet. But yes, if you are listening to this, you're hearing this, you are the first ones outside of our immediate family to know. And I'll make an announcement at some point on social media. But honestly, I mean, I know that the Sober Dad podcast brand is parenting and all that stuff, and I'm sure people would be excited to hear about another kid, but I just wanted to say it on here first before I threw it out to the whole world on social media and everything like that. But I'm sure that'll be coming at some point. But yeah, I That's pretty much all I got for today. Obviously, I don't have a guest because I didn't intro them in the very beginning of this, and we've been going for a while now. So I'm going to leave it at that, and I am going to see you guys again on Friday. Oh, another announcement. I finally figured out the streaming thing. So if you have nothing better to do and it's late at night, even here on the West Coast, like 9 o'clock p.m. and forward, I did another test stream last night. It went well, no issues with the software or anything. So I'll be doing some gaming streams kind of just randomly. So if you have notifications turned on, and I'll be doing those exclusively on Rumble because I am too lazy / computer inept to figure out how to multi-stream to different platforms. And I like Rumble a lot. It's just more cozy. It feels more cozy. And I get more views and everything on Rumble. YouTube just feels like there's a bigger barrier to get through to actually get noticed on there. So I like Rumble. I'm going to be streaming video games on Rumble. Last night I played some Helldivers. I deleted the stream afterwards just because it was a test stream and test title and all that. But I made a new logo for the stream, which will be pretty cool. And I'm looking forward to being able to bring that to you guys when I can at night. I mean, just like now with the kids, it's just hit or miss. I might have to end the stream early or whatever. But yeah, if you're nothing better to do, it's free. Just make an account, or even, I don't even know if you need an account to watch, but you can jump on Rumble. And if you see that I'm live, I will probably be playing Helldivers 2. Or some other random game. I have a lot that I never get a chance to play. So, or if you have suggestions for games for me to play, you can always send those to me at soberdadpodcast@gmail.com. But yeah, like I was trying to get to a little bit earlier, I will see you guys on Friday. And until then, remember to raise your kids and not glasses.